This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
Friday, October 15th, 2010, here at Gillette Stadium. Another Patriots.com Roster Report podcast and another big trade at the wide receiver position to talk about. A week ago, we broke down the departure of Randy Moss going to his NFL home of Minnesota, going home again. And speaking of home again, Deion Branch back in New England as the Patriots send a fourth-round pick to the Seattle Seahawks to bring back one of Tom Brady's favorite all-time targets here to Foxborough. Although the first thing Deion Branch wanted to clear up, he's not Randy Moss. He's not here to replace Randy Moss. And anyone who's a real Patriots fan knows huge difference between what Deion Branch brings to the table, even when healthy and at his best, as compared to Randy Moss. So, Paul Perillo, you tell me, what do you think of Deion Branch returning to Foxborough, and what can the new number 84, interesting, Moss is 84 in Minnesota, Branch is 84 here in New England, what can he bring to the offense now in his second tour of duty?
Well, I think he can bring a lot. I think he can bring knowledge. He can bring experience. He can bring versatility because I think he can play inside and out. And he can bring, something a little bit less tangible, but that sort of rapport with Tom Brady, that comfort level for the quarterback. And in case anybody got a little concerned about losing Moss and how that might affect Tom, well, he's got a guy that he's pretty comfortable with. So I think he can bring a lot. Now,
can he bring catches, yards, and points?
Yeah, no, I think he can. Now, can he bring as much as Randy Moss? No, and that's not fair. He's not the same kind of receiver, never was. And Branch's full quote about that, not replacing Moss, is he wasn't Randy Moss then either.
Right.
And he's well aware that they're totally different kinds of players. But I do think it's an excellent move for the team, even if he is not anywhere near the guy that he was when we last saw him. I do think he can help and contribute. And I expect him, by the way, Andy, to contribute right away on Sunday. I don't think he'll have a 100-yard game or, four touchdowns or anything like that. But I think he'll be on the field often, and I would expect him to catch a few passes.
We should caution, though, everybody this week was very open saying that the Patriots offense now is not the same one that Deion Branch left back in 05, 06
right.
when he left the team, that it's kind of grown and evolved and changed. And there was even a Brady kind of joked that Branch said, no, I'll be fine. I'll know the offense. And Brady threw a play out on him. And Deion said, yeah, I don't know that one.
I don't know
and
that
Tom
one.
Tom said, well, that's one you should know. I haven't even gotten to the ones you shouldn't know yet. So I think you're right. I think the biggest key is, A, the rapport with Tom Brady. B, Deion Branch entered the league as a pro-ready, high football IQ kind of route-running receiver. So I think that helps him. He was naturally gifted in that area, and he's talked about how he's learned more as he's gone along in Seattle to be prepared, to break down film, how to be a professional and all those things. So I think he, on some levels, is the perfect fit to fill the open roster spot at receiver that they had when they traded Randy Moss, not in terms of filling the role, but in terms of comfort in the offense, comfort with Brady,
yeah.
Belichick, kind of fitting in. The new era of, even Brady joked, dink and dunk, the new era of dink and dunk and the little receivers. I think he's the perfect fit for that.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I was talking about with the less tangible part of it is you know where he's going to be. It might take him a little bit because as they said, the offense has evolved a little bit, and he might need a week or two to get completely up to speed and be on the same page as all the rest of the receivers and Tom. But in the long run, I think this is going to be something. That's going to allow them to make the best of a situation where you obviously lost a key part of the offense.
So let's get to the tangible stuff. Catches, yards, and more importantly, supposedly Randy Moss was less a part of the offense in the first month here. He was being used as a decoy.
Right.
He had 3 touchdowns. Deion Branch, at his best in New England, had a career high of 5 touchdowns. Where does this offense go from where it was with Randy Moss to where it is without him in terms of scoring touchdowns?
I think
who picks up the slack?
I think that they are going to move the football and score points at a reasonably high level. Is it going to stay? They're averaging right now 32 plus points a game. Well, I didn't expect that to continue the rest of the year with Moss, to be honest with you. You know, we know they've had a lot of returns for touchdowns here in the early going, so I wasn't expecting them to average 32 points a game all the way through. But can you know they've averaged 24 plus in the Moss era? Can they stay around there?
A touchdown a game,
right? Can they stay around there? I think they can, Andy. I think they. It's going to look a little different in that they're going to need
five guys with five touchdowns instead of Moss with 23.
Yes, and in the five, you know, look, Welker's got three as well.
Mm-hmm.
Aaron Hernandez hasn't really been a huge red zone target, but I expect him to be.
And
Rob Gronkowski G-force. Has been a red zone guy. I expect his production to increase, not just his red zone proficiency. I expect him to catch more passes. So, in addition to Branch, yeah, I think Branch can catch four or five passes a week for, you know, 60, 70 yards. Why not?
So is it safe to say that in the next 12 games, post-Moss 2010, we could see Algie Crumpler with a touchdown catch, maybe Dan Conley with a touchdown catch out of the fullback role? Back to those days, remember when we used to rave about they were approaching records with all these different guys with touchdowns, and Tom Ashworth would have one, and all the receivers, all the running backs would have a couple. Is that what we're looking for?
I don't know about Dan Conley, but yeah. Yeah, I think
if the Ravens can throw to Haloti Ngata on the goal line, then we can throw to Dan Conley.
You know, sort of a forgotten fact, they set that record in 07 with
Moss. I know.
You know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know how many different guys.
Rob Ninkovich.
At the end of the day, I don't know how many different guys we're going to look back and say, wow, I didn't really see him contributing. But I think that there are guys like Brandon Tate and Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski who have had, you know, maybe modest contributions thus far. Hernandez a little bit more than modest. That might all end up being pretty significant parts of this offense. And Branch, I expect to be in that group as well.
One guy who won't be catching any tackle-eligible touchdown passes this year is Nick Kazier, placed on IR to make room for Branch on the roster. With the back injury, obviously he had the reported surgery in training camp, practiced a couple days before that injury took place, and we hadn't seen him since. We were wondering, you know, could he, you know, they kept him around on the active roster for so long, they must have held out hope that he would be available at some point, but clearly this is the sign that, you know, the back was getting no better. He wasn't going to be an option this year.
Yeah.
Do you have concerns at all about the depth at tackle in the offensive line at this point? It's been great so far. It's been the five guys out there, boom, you're playing. Steven Neal has stayed healthy. Dan Conley has been good enough.
I wouldn't feel great, really, with the backup at any of those spots. Maybe Mark Lavoie. He's played
a
little bit.
Stint. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
For
he's played a little bit.
Four games if you feel good about Mark Lavoie.
Rich Ornberger, I haven't really seen him play at all. Don't know what I'm going to get out of him if he would have to play for Conley or for Neal.
Wendell.
Ryan Wendell, same thing. He's been in there a little bit but not extended. If Copen were to go down, one of those guys would be the center as well. Quinn Ojinaka is still here. I don't know much about him, but he has played in the league, mm-hmm. so maybe I feel a little bit better. But clearly they think more of Lavoie, right? I mean, when they
yep.
had to do some yep. roster
Lavoie has stuck.
Roster shuffling a little bit, Lavoie was here and Ojinaka was gone and back. So, I mean, yeah, I don't feel great. And I also, you know, this is the roster report, so we probably should talk about the fact that it does look increasingly like Logan Mankins will sign.
I was going there.
In week 10. So maybe there's your depth, though. You know, I'm bringing it in.
You lose some depth, but
you're going to get some depth.
I was supposed to say that. You didn't let me.
But, Andy, depth in October doesn't always translate to depth after week 10.
Well, if you get an all-pro in week a pro bowler, you like to call him an all-pro.
Because he has been an all-pro in the past.
First or second team?
I think he was the first teamer in 07, wasn't he?
I don't think he was.
I'll look it up.
You like to throw around all-pro like they're freaking Rice Krispie treats. I hold it to a higher standard. But the bottom line is, by all reports, indications, and recommendations of the National Football League Players Association, Logan Mankins will indeed report, or should report, to gain his accrued season and not risk that he would again be a restricted free agent next year by rules of CBAs and bylaws and constitutions and legalese.
Quick, there is a provision in the CBA that prohibits a player from going from restricted free agent status to unrestricted free agent status without playing, without earning an accrued season.
And I think it's fair.
So that's why the NFLPA has suggested that Vincent Jackson and Logan Mankins return to their teams by week 10 to get that accrued season.
But it is still I wouldn't think a 100% guarantee that he will do that.
No, I wouldn't guarantee it.
If he truly, he has spoken a lot about principles and, you know, what you're taught growing up, and if it's truly about that, then I find it hard to believe that some loophole language in some contract somewhere will sway him. If he's truly digging in his heels about morals, I think there's a chance he could still sit out the entire season and just say, screw you at some point, you know, I'll either never play again or you'll trade me, whatever.
Second team All-Pro. Yeah.
When?
07.
Do you know?
I don't know. He's just shrugging his shoulders behind the glass.
Knight doesn't want to talk. Anyway.
Did you ask me when?
Yeah.
2007 and 2009.
Okay. I stand corrected. I thought he was a first teamer in 07 and second.
Always
team
a bridesmaid, never a bride.
Yeah. Well, it's still an All-Pro in my book. Anyway.
Yeah, your book, yours. Your book's bigger than mine.
If you're one of the three best in the league at position, you're an All-Pro.
That would be four.
One of the three best, because only two are on the first team, right?
Yeah, and two are on the second team as well.
So he's I put
one
him,
of the four best.
I have him at the third.
You don't get to choose to make that designation, though. You're unbelievable. Anyway, the Patriots, this has spiraled out of control, and I apologize. Paul Perreault has weird rules. But it looks, by all indications, that there's a good chance Logan Mankins could report, and Patriots could add depth in the form of an all-pro guard late in the season who could unseat Dan Conley, take his spot back, maybe improve the pass protection, maybe improve the ground game, because in this all-hands-on-deck post-Moss era, where the offense is now more about team and not any one man being the overwhelming playmaker, I think that would be a boost to the offense in all areas. Correct, Paul?
I couldn't agree more, Andy.
And you would expect that, I would expect at least, I won't speak for you, that he'll show up in shape and ready to play and could be a game day option virtually a week or so after arriving here in Foxborough.
I would see no reason why not.
Wow, see, we can see eye to eye on that. Just can't see eye to eye on what a pro, all pro is.
You're just trying to diminish the guy because, you know, you're a player hater.
Because I hold or held all pro to a high standard. But we'll save that for another day when I stopped holding it to a high standard. For now, Deion Branch is back. He's never been an all pro, but he is a Super Bowl MVP. He replaces a guy who was an all pro, Randy Moss, but never a Super Bowl MVP or Super Bowl winner. Interesting? Maybe. I don't know. But the Patriots offense will get back to its days of spreading it around. Deion Branch, Wes Welker, Aaron Hernandez, Julian Edelman.
Spreading it around, all right.
G-Force, whoever you want to go to, Tom Brady will be looking for the open man yet again. Just that open man may be within 10 yards of the line of scrimmage and not 25 to 35 yards downfield like Randy Moss so often was. And Nick Kazier, his season is over due to a back injury on injured reserve. And one more side note, Brett Ratliff signed off the Patriots practice squad. Short stint there, actually in Randy Moss's locker stall, which is now Deion Branch's locker stall. But in between it was Brett Ratliff's. Now on the active roster of the Cleveland Browns, who are turning things all over at quarterback as they go to Colt McCoy and Brett Ratliff. The youngster will be backing him up. He was a backup in Cleveland previously. But the big news of the week, Deion Branch is back. He'll be on the field, we expect, Sunday afternoon in the grudge match with the Baltimore Ravens, the two teams meeting for the third time in a calendar year here or so in Foxborough. Until next week, who knows who'll be traded next week, Paul, although we're getting close to the trading deadline. These should come to an end here in New England. We've already seen Lawrence Maroney shipped out, Randy Moss shipped out, Deion Branch shipped in. Can't think.
Maybe Logan Mankins will get shipped out.
Maybe. But October 19th is indeed the trading deadline, and it's on the horizon. Until next week, when we have all those pre-trading deadline deals, the flurry that is the NFL pre-trading deadline. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. See you soon.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.